Maria rents the apartment for $700, after the transaction, she will be better off by $100. This is the difference between how much she is willing to pay and how much she actually pays for the apartment. Maria is willing to pay $800 a month for an apartment, but only ends up having to pay $700. So again, after the transaction, she has $100 left over. This leftover $100 is Maria's individual consumer surplus. Individual consumer surplus, the net gain to an individual buyer from the purchase of a good.